Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Now, we all know that New York City has been a hot zone for the coronavirus. Over 32,000 cases of individuals with the virus has been reported, and 678 coronavirus-related deaths have been confirmed since Sunday. Now, Mayor Bill de Blasio has revealed that anyone who doesn't acknowledge the social distancing practices in the city will be fined up to $500.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
First offense, you're done.
Yeah, they're going to range from $250 to $500. That's the deal.
Wow.
The gathering when the ship came in.
Yeah.
A lot of people showed up.
Yeah, and they were not socially distancing.
No. So, it's like jaywalking ticket. They're going to go home. No, I'm not going home.
$500? That's a lot. That hurts.
$500.
That hurts.
You stay home then.
Shout out to Savannah Guthrie. She's back on the Today Show. And shout out to Lizzo, who bought lunch for ER hospital staff at multiple hospitals in Minneapolis. So just shout outs to them. And there is a movie already out about Corona, and it's a Canadian thriller called Corona.
Corona.
Already finished, being shopped to streaming services. It's not really about this pandemic, because it was just a so-called Chinese virus when the idea was conceived. The director says it was inspired by the stories he heard about Chinese tourists being attacked.
Wow.
They filmed it last month before the virus had exploded. The thriller uses the coronavirus as a symbol to explore fear and racism among apartment tenants that get trapped in an elevator together at the first stages of COVID-19. And yes, one of them is Chinese in this one. It's a Canadian one. It's called Corona.
Wow.
It's going to be out. It's going to be crazy.
Already.
It's out, done, finished. They're going to be shopping it to streaming services. Crazy. Crazy. Those crazy Canadians.
That's crazy.
And that is the issue missed. Hey,